Kevin Ferris. Mr. Ferris is a 31-year-old gentleman in a relationship currently, thinking about getting married sometime later this year. He works outside in 107-degree temperature in Houston, Texas, in a lumber yard, L-U-M-B-E-R, yard. Here in the paragraph, he comes in today feeling, not feeling well. He's got headache, lightheadedness, mucus production, dizziness. He thinks he might be a diabetic. He does have family history of diabetes. His blood sugar was okay, though. He's had shaking hands, shaking legs, frequent urination from time to time, and symptoms of vertigo, period. In the paragraph, his blood sugar today was 97. Family history is by mom with obesity, diabetes, dad has back issues, allergy, non-medications, non-medical problems, negative surgical problem, negative COVID immunization. He'd been immunized against COVID years ago. Social, very little alcohol, no drug use. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, 197 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 64, 134 over 80, 136 over 84, heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, TMs, slightly red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no esters, anterior chain lymphadenopathy present, lower extremity shows no edema, clumping or cyanosis, positive pulse, urinalysis shows specific gravity greater than 1030, otherwise within normal limits. We're going to set him for some blood tests today, which we have the results in a couple of days. He was told probably to take a day off tomorrow, but he wants to continue to work. Next number, because of his weakness, his leg pain, his arm pain, his nausea, his not feeling well, we did a series of ultrasound. We looked at his abdominal aorta. We looked at his gallbladder, which was within normal limits. We looked at his carotid, and definitely there was no evidence of carotid stenosis in face of vertigo. His echocardiogram was within normal limits. His prostate looks normal. His renal ultrasound is within normal limits. His soft tissue shows lymphadenopathy in the neck, and the thyroid did not show any nodularity, period. The paragraph, once again, his echocardiogram was normal. He says he's had issues with tachycardia from time to time when he's laying still, and he's had numerous workup in the past, including King, Holter monitor, and all have been within normal limits. Nevertheless, we're going to check his thyroid today. Next number, we're going to give him Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is check blood work. Next one is stay off work tomorrow. Next one is get CPK. Next number is push fluid. Next number is reevaluate next week, but to call patient with the results ASAP. Thank you. I'm going to get his paperwork.